Blog Talk Radio.
Anyways, Roger, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Yes, yes. And welcome, Blog Talk and YouTube.
Sunny, beautiful sunny state of North Dakota, West Branch. Sister Leanne is in West Branch. I'm in North Dakota. And we're down the road. And Sister Phyllis is down there in the sunny south. Brother Todd's in Tampa. Brother Rogers is in Michigan.
And it was rainy and cloudy all day today.
All right. Well, I bet it was 70. So, we welcome you guys. We're glad to have you here.
We are glad to have you with us.
We're going to be studying spiritual authority tonight with Brother Terry Mize, one of the masters.
Got the speaker up. Let me share the screen. Okay. And here we go. Terry Mize, Spiritual Authority. Do we have sound, guys? I'm checking on my phone here, and it does not sound like we have sound.
I was hearing everything you said.
Okay, good. Thank you, Phyllis.
Thank you.
know how to do this. You know how to do this.
Okay, hold on everybody just for a second. Okay, are we still going? It showed that I had stopped share here. Let me check.
I don't hear anything and I don't see anything.
Okay, yeah, when you came in it took you took over host. And it
no
and it stopped share. Yeah.
Oh
I believe is what happened. It's okay, sorry.
Everybody just jump and shout and dance about. This man, I'll make Sister Man the host. I'm going to make Sister Man the host. Make her the host. Okay. And quit messing this up, right? Wow. All right, there you go.
Okay, here we go again.
Thank you, love.
You're welcome.
God's light. Jesus is light. He's the middle of the world.
Are you trying to get me?
phone is one thing. We must
Amen.
Yes. 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 Yes wanted you.
Oh,
Mm-hmm.
Getting themselves set up there. Wow, what a great word. What a great word. Terry Mize, I don't know, you know, if you guys had heard it. He is a missionary. He's traveled the world, and he's studied under some amazing forefathers of ours, and he's a great minister of the gospel. He's always good to hear. Now, I didn't realize that there was another session tomorrow, so I'm not sure if Pastor will have us doing that or not. Amazing word. Pastor is not going to be able to come back with us. Let's all say a quick prayer for him. He blew a radiator hose on the truck and is having to walk a half a mile back to the sand mine to get help. And it is cold and blowing there. So, Father, we thank you for your angels that surround and protect Pastor Samuel and keep him safe in all of his ways. And we declare all things work together for the good of him because he loves you. And that's what your word says. And we stand on your word and we thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So I hope you all enjoyed this message tonight and got a lot out of it. The main statements that I gleaned from, and I actually typed in the program, fear and faith cannot live in the same house. They cannot exist together. You can't be in fear and in faith at the same time. And this is where it's so important for us to build our faith because, like he said, when you're in fear, it calls hell to you. The spirits, the dark spirits, can sense that and will use that fear to mess with you and to try to make it even worse and leave you vulnerable to their scheme. So, you know, anytime one of those thoughts of fear starts to come to your mind, you slap it down quicker than anything else. It cannot stay there. And you stand on the word of God and know that if you don't let that fear in, God's faith will take over that situation and set it right. And then fear cannot have any claim over you. So that was really, really good word. Yeah, and faith will destroy the fear. When you slap it down and stand in the word of God, it will destroy it. Everything God does, hell tries to pervert, and we're seeing like the, in our time, the most of that happening right now. Oh my goodness. And it really is, and we have to stand up. They're being very loud. We need to be very much louder for God and helping God's ways be remembered and seen and acknowledged, and not let them take over the things of God and pervert them. We've got to stand, and that's all there is to it. So let's go ahead and do our have our communion together tonight. If you have not, anyone here that's with us tonight or in the future watching the video, if you've not yet made Jesus the Lord of your life, this is the time to do it. There is no reason to not invite him as the Lord of your life, especially now when we are so close to the end times. I don't know how aware people are, but not one more prophecy, every prophecy has taken place. Not one more thing needs to happen for Jesus to be able to come back for his church. And now, especially with Russia pulling what they're doing, not only were they coming down through the Ukraine, but now they're this deal with the planes lately, they're in areas they're not supposed to be. And God said, the minute Russia comes down out of the north to try to take over Israel, that's when we'll be out of here. And we're so very close to that. Even if we weren't, it is the most wonderful life decision you can make. There is nothing like being a Christian. Life isn't even life if you're not living it for Jesus. I wish I knew how to explain it better to you, but just it is the purpose of our life is to live for Jesus. It's perfect. It's wonderful. It sets everything else in order in your life. So if you have not yet made Jesus Lord of your life, this is the time to do it. We'll say the prayer together, and then you'll be free to receive communion with us. If you have any questions, please contact us. Our website is Samuel J. Cottle. It's the Community of Faith. And our contact information is in there. Pastor's email address is hgpreacherman, as in Holy Ghost Preacherman, @gmail.com. Please contact us. We'll be glad to answer any questions for you, help you understand. We can point you to right videos where you have questions or specific things that you want to learn, I guess is how to say that. Please contact us and we'll help you know how to walk with God and answer any questions, bring understanding to you. Okay. For communion elements, everyone grab your communion elements while we're getting set up here. Preferably a cracker and some grape juice, or a piece of bread and some grape juice. That's as close as what we have to it. Well, that is what Jesus used. We know they're not exactly the same, but that is what he used to have that communion time with the disciples. And so that's what we try to have. If you don't have those on hand, you can use water and whatever else. We bless and sanctify our elements. But as you start doing this on a regular basis to try to set apart those elements that are as Jesus used is preferred. We want to set a standard and set aside as specifically and accurately as we can in this celebration as we do it every day. So here we go. We're going to say this prayer of salvation. Like I said, anyone that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, let's say this prayer together. At the end of this prayer, you will be born again, saved, a child of God, a part of the family of God, and welcome to participate in the communion elements with us. And even if you have questions about that, please get a hold of us, okay? Here we go. I will say this prayer, and you can just repeat after me. I'll give you time to read. We'll do three or four words at a time, and then you can repeat them after me. I'll give you time to do that. And Phyllis, on YouTube or on Zoom with us, if you want to repeat too, so that they or echo, so that they can follow you, that'll help too. Here we go. Father God, I know I need you in my life every day. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. And came into this world and sacrificed himself so that I might be saved. Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins. And ask you to come into my heart. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Live in me and through me. Now I know I am saved. Born again. And a child of God. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, welcome to the family of God. We're so happy to have you with us, and we will definitely be happy to help you know how to walk with God. And the first thing you do is when you wake up every day, say, Jesus, help me walk with you today. And that's the first step every day. All right. And so let's lift up our communion elements, and we'll do the communion. We'll do the communion prayer the same way. I'll say the prayer. And then you can repeat after me. I'll read this first part, and then when we get to the prayer, then I'll say the prayer, and you can echo it after me. So we'll lift up these elements first, and we say, thank you, Father, for these communion elements.
Thank you, Father.
We bless them and sanctify them.
We bless them and sanctify them.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
All right. And I'm going to read this part. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, we receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. We do this in remembrance of you and all you did for us. And then here is the prayer. Jesus, you were wounded
for my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my
mind, in my will, and in my emotions. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Every joint is supplying in my body.
Every joint is supplying
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body,
Jesus. In the body of Christ in my community. And around the world, wherever you send me, we receive this bread, your broken body now, in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for enduring the cross for us. And now let's lift up the juice, the blood of Jesus, and repeat this after me. By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father.
By the blood of Jesus,
every sin has been placed in remission.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. And all things are made new.
And all things are made new.
By the blood of Jesus, every plague must pass over.
By the blood of Jesus, every plague must pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family. By the blood of Jesus, I have bold access.
By the blood of Jesus, I have bold access.
To the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help
for my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome. By the blood of Jesus, the accuser of the brethren is cast down.
By the blood of Jesus, the accuser of the brethren is cast down.
And there is no condemnation in my life.
And there is no condemnation in my life.
By the blood of Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white. And I will always be the glorious church.
And I will always be the glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
And let's take the juice together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And now, usually before we do communion, we read the verses in the Bible that pertain to the communion. So I'll do that now, just so anyone... I don't know how I skipped over that, but I was focused on praying for Pastor and forgot to read our communion elements, but we won't forget them entirely. And the verses are found in 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 11, 23. 28 and 31. So we'll go ahead and read these. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work till he comes. Verse 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. That means is the examining yourself is realizing that you were a sinner and we need a Savior, and Jesus is our Savior, and that's why we receive him into our life. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Isn't that amazing that our God gives us the opportunity to judge ourselves and fix us? And then we always read 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 through 19. Love has been perfected among us. Jesus is our love. In this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. Isn't that something? And that's what Terry was teaching on tonight. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. And there were our verses. I apologize, I didn't read them before. We did communion, but we did get them read. So thank you all for being here tonight. Hi, Audrey. So good to have you with us, too. You're home from Florida. Hope you had a wonderful time. I'm sure you did. So hope everyone enjoyed this tonight. And like I said, I'm not sure if that's what Pastor is planning on doing tomorrow night, is another session of that. Whether he teaches or we hear another message of Terry. Terry is a wonderful pastor, which you all know after hearing him tonight, always has an amazing word to share. So it will be good either way. So hope you can join us. There is not morning prayer time tomorrow. It's Saturday, so we don't do that. But we will be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern time, 7 o'clock Central. Okay? So you guys all have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for being with us. We love you, and we appreciate you all so much. Have a good evening, and I got to get back to my other screen here. There we go. God bless you all, and God bless your sleep, because the sleep of the righteous is blessed. Have a good night. Bye-bye. Go ahead, Phyllis. I apologize. I already had shut down YouTube, so there's just you and I here. I was trying to get a hold of Pastor to see if I can need to get help to him. So I had completely forgotten about that part. I apologize.
Well, you don't have to listen to me.
Yeah.
Not talking about
family anymore,
so.
Well, I think. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Good night. Bye bye. I prayed the program is done. Are you okay? What's going on?